The Broncos have found their guy in Vance Joseph, and now we're talking to the man who led the search committee. John, what was it about Vance that first attracted you to him?
You know, I think that having met him a couple years ago, getting to know him a little bit, but I think that, you know, just the feel that you get around him when you talk about a leader and you know, his philosophy of football and you know, and then, you know, the way that you hear his players talk about him and ex-classmates from college, you know, he's been on this track for a long time, and I think that... Is he young? Sure, he's young. Is he inexperienced? Yeah, he's inexperienced, but I think that he's more than ready for the job.
There was so much talk about trying to fix the offense for next year. What about his plan convinced you that Vance was the right choice?
Well, I think, first of all, we had to get the best leader for our football team as a whole. And as we talked about earlier at the end of the year was, you know, the last thing we want to do is take a step back on defense. We want to continue to get better on defense. Vance allows us to do that. But I think, you know, he's a guy that, you know, has a vision of what he wants to do offensively. And, you know, he's going through the process interviewing offensive coordinators. So, you know, the goal is to get better. We've got to get better. We've got to get better players, get our players that we have here better. And so he understands our strengths and our weaknesses. And obviously with our performance on offense, that's, you know, the starting point for us.
When you talk to Vance, he has so much positive energy. You mentioned the leadership there. How do you think he's going to be able to connect with the players?
Well, I think that's a strength. And I think that, you know, you look at our football team and, you know, when you talk about John Fox and then Gary Kubiak and the culture that they brought to this team, and, you know, I think that Vance, you know, his philosophy was the same, which made it a good fit. But I think that, you know, Vance's history and his ability to communicate with the football team, which Gary did tremendously. And so that's the strength, especially in today's game. They got to be able to communicate with the football team. Plus, we got a strong football team. You know, we got a football team that's a year removed from a Super Bowl, so they know how to win and they know what it takes to win. And so to have a guy that's going to come in there and tell him exactly what he believes and shoot straight with him, I think, you know, the football team deserves. And that's what Vance Joseph's all about.
A lot of veterans in the locker room there. But Vance, like you mentioned, inexperienced. How involved do you think you'll be with just sort of helping him during his first year?
Well, you know, obviously he's going to have questions. And hopefully with the experience that I have that, you know, I can help him in any way. I think, as I told him yesterday after we, you know, got the deal done, that, you know, we're here to support him and do the best we can to give him everything that he needs to be able to win football games. And so it'll be a great relationship, great working relationship. You know, one thing we didn't talk about is Vance is a tremendous evaluator. And I think, you know, it'd be a really added bonus for us on the evaluation side, because he did that in Cincinnati. There, he was, you know, essentially their coaches were their scouts. And so he's got a lot of experience doing that on the evaluation side. So we look forward to him really, you know, helping on us on the evaluating side.
Last time when you made a coaching hire with Gary Kubiak, it was all about trying to get over the hump and win in the Super Bowl. What is the primary goal now with Vance?
Well, I think it's to continue the culture that we have and continue the winning, you know, mentality that we have. Obviously, we've got to get better on the offensive side and continue to improve on the defensive side. And Vance knows that. He knows he's stepping into a job that not necessarily is a rebuild, but a reboot, as he said. And so, you know, we got to, again, get back into that mode, get back into playoffs, hopefully next year, and give ourselves a chance to compete for that world championship.
Well, he mentioned getting back to work. It's time to get back to work.
That's right.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
You bet.